We're in Siman Tavkuf Chaf Beis. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Ein Yotzin Bekise, you're not allowed to go out on a chair. Echad Ish, Echad Ish, either man or a woman. Meaning, no one's allowed to. It used to be that if you were an honorable person, Mishnah Berurah says, you used to sit on a chair and people would carry you out on that chair so that you wouldn't bump into anyone or wouldn't get dirty. So that's not allowed. Isha, how you rob him tzrichim, but if it's someone that a lot of people need, so then it's mutter. And then you could carry him out in whatever way you want. So there's no issues of hotza'a, because it's yantif, and there's a tzorech involved. So therefore, it's going to be mutter to carry even Rosh Rabim, because the tzorech, the only issue is of the dechol, that it seems to be in the way that is normally done during the week. But if it's someone who's, there's a need for the rabim for him, like he's giving a shir or something like that, so then even if he could walk normally, if there's a tzorech, you're allowed to carry him on the chair. And for sure, if it's elderly or weak and it's hard for him to walk, so then for sure you're going to be allowed to do so. The poskim says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's only if you carry him on your shoulders, on the chair, on the shoulders, because it's of the dechol. But to carry him directly on your shoulders without a chair is not considered of the dechol, and it's going to be a mutter. When it comes to carrying, pushing a baby in a stroller, the minhag olam is b'hakel mechus yisuk, since it's not usually done for long periods of time. So then it's not an issue of the chol. The Chazon Ish, however, is quoted in time in Dekra as actually being makbid not to go out even on Yontif with a baby carriage. And the Stipler and Ruchaim Kanievsky said the reason was because of Marasayim, because people sometimes don't know the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. If you see you pushing on Yontif, then you might come to push a stroller on Shabbos because of that. But Stipler said that nowadays when people know the difference, so then it would be mutter to push a stroller even on Yontif. On Yontif, not even on Yontif, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Gimel Mishan Eskav to Gidei Eshokav Yachol Latzeis B'Makel. So someone who something happened to their legs and they need a makel, so they would be allowed to use a cane in order to do so because it's considered to be like his shoe. It's not of the dechol. Sifdal Eman Higim Behima B'Makel. Not allowed to use a stick to direct an animal because it looks like you're taking him out to the shuk. So even if the stick was set aside before and then it's not an issue of muksa, it's still not allowed. Siman Tav Kav Chav Gimel, Dinam Hanohagim Behemos Piyom Tov Sif Aleph. Masirim Zavuvim, Hanitlam Behema Avapishay Nosachabura. You have an animal that has fleas and you want to get rid of the fleas, so you're allowed to get rid of the fleas, but it has to be that you use a wooden brush or something like that, where it's not for sure that you're going to rip out the hair. And then even though it might make a chabura, a wound, that's still going to be mutter because you're not miskavin for it. It's davashen miskavin, and it's not a psikresha. It's not definitely going to happen, so it's going to be mutter. And even though those flies are muksa, so maybe you would think that you should not be allowed to move the flies. Our Chasholchan says that maybe because of Tzar Balei Chaim, we're going to be matir the muksa. We've pointed out numerous times in our learning of these halachas that it's unclear what Tzar Balei Chaim is matir. In Hilchos Shabbos, we learned sometimes it seemed that Tzar Balei Chaim was matir muksa, and sometimes it wasn't. But even if that was not the heter over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says also, since you're using the brush in order to do it, so maybe that's tilta min hatzad, Letzorach davar hamutter for the animal, which is mutar san yantif, and therefore it's going to be mutter anyway. Siv beis ein megarden behema bi magredes biyomtov nesha masher sear. If you use a metal comb or brush to brush its hair, so that's going to be a problem because it's for sure going to pull out the hair. It's a psikresha, and even though it's lo nichale, because you don't really care about pulling out the hair, you just want to brush it. Still, psikresha lo nichale is usser according to the way we paskim. So therefore, it's going to be a problem. Siv gimel in miyalda mehem biyomtov aval mesaden osa sheoches bavala shaliipal aris and ofeach lebachat movelos and lo dad lesoch piv. So you're not allowed to actually pull the animal out of the rechem when the animal is giving birth, because that's too much tircha on Yom Tov, but you are allowed to help the baby that's coming out, that you hold the baby so that it doesn't fall on the ground. You could blow air into it, and you could put the dad of the animal in the mouth of the baby so that the baby will be able to live. Sif Dalet, Behema Shericha Kavalada, an animal that left its baby, Mutter Lazalef Meshel Yasa Alav, Litem Loegrof Melach, Rachma Kdesha Terachim Alav. You're allowed to pour the water from the animal that gave birth, from the baby, onto the animal itself to get it to come back, to have rachmanas on the baby. And you're allowed to also put some salt in the rechem to remind it of the fact that it gave birth, so that it will have rachmim on it and come back to its original, to its baby. However, aval hatmei aser lasos lakim. But if it's a tamei animal, that it won't go back anyway once it left it. So then you're not allowed to do these things. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that this water from the animal should be muksa, but once again, muksa is going to be mutter mishum balei chayim. So just like we said earlier, it's unclear. Sometimes tar balei chayim is matir muksa, sometimes it's not. And here the Aruch HaShulchan says is a case where it will be matir once again. So mtavkav chav dalet, kamadvar masurim b'yom tov, sif aleph. In olin al gaba ilan, not allowed to climb a tree on yom tov, v'lo ruch v'n al gaba behema, you can't ride it in. An animal on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to sail either. All the same thing as Hilchos Shabbos. All these halachas we learned regarding Hilchos Shabbos will apply to Hilchos Yom Tov as well.